Well, by the clock on the wall, it's 7 o'clock. So we will call the Sugar Creek Township year-end meeting to order. I don't have any agenda items other end of year business. So Anita, I'll turn it over to you and let you go through your items.
Here's the minutes from last regular meeting. There's just a couple small changes from the ones I emailed. On the back page, statement regarding the public records request policy is a little bit different. And then the paragraph on the information that Scott, you provided last month at the very end is a little bit different.
Okay, which one, what was the first one, Anita?
Public policy?
This one here is just a little bit different.
Public records, okay.
And then I didn't change the other one, John, because that $109 was the price with the lunch.
Oh, was it okay?
Yeah, it was, they had two options for the conference.
And $109?
$109 included the lunch. I forget what the other amount was, but that was the one without lunch.
I just want to make sure that was covered, and I know it's mentioned, just want to make sure that is covered for him.
Any further discussion or amendments? If not, then I move that we approve the minutes from the regular meeting on December 11th.
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. All in favor of approving the minutes from the December 11th regular meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There are none. So that motion is approved.
Who seconded?
I did.
Mr. Hofstadter.
Okay, and then here's the ones from special meeting.
Oh,
with,
the next day.
With Anita Hendricks and Tisha Turner.
Is this one the same?
Yes.
Any amendments or corrections to that minutes from the special meeting on December 12th?
No.
If not, then I move that we accept the minutes as presented for the special meeting on December 12th.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving those minutes from the special meeting on December 12th, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There are none. So the motion is approved.
Can you pass those to Scott? To
for my signature.
Thank you. All right, here are the financials as of tonight. I will not be paying any more bills in December, but we will have the bank statements that aren't available yet, and they'll have a small amount of interest on them. So I'm guessing that that will be the only thing that really changes before, like, the final year-end minute or meeting.
So it would just be on the revenue side, if there'd be any
impact? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But these will not be considered the final statements?
No, I don't consider them the final ones just because that wants to be done yet.
Does this ask you for what you want to input, I mean, as of this date?
I can put it as of a specific date, or I can, these I pushed out to the end of the month just because.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But it'll be when you ran the report, it's.
Right, right. You see that this, that shows when it was actually run, yeah.
And these are the same as what you sent to us?
Any questions regarding the financial statements for December 2018?
As far as the, we heard back from the local government services, they said they were going to research that and give us back another draft. Have we heard anything back from them on that?
I sent the additional information to the local government services. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent them updated information, but I haven't heard anything back.
There was some concern over, we were down at 22,000, but they were unsure about how much of the legal fees was actually calculated in there since we've spent more money on legal fees.
I sent her that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for them to recalculate that. That's why I'm a little leery about paying 15,000, so I'll object to that.
You'll object because you're concerned on the
local government services. They haven't came back and said it was only 22,000 what they came back with, but that wasn't reflecting the extra expenditure on the legal fees. That could push us over where we'd be. I know there was a percentage mark where you could be in the red and that was still acceptable before going into any type of fiscal watch.
The thing is about what they were looking at too, though, was a projection. And I mean, these are basically the projection and the actuals are basically the same now because we're at the end of the year. The projection when we first started it was back in August, I think. So we were estimating a lot of numbers just because the year was only about half over.
Right.
So I don't think we'll be far. I mean,
well, I don't think
technically
it'll
be any, we have the actuals.
Yeah, this isn't going to be any different
mm-hmm.
at all.
This won't be any different at
the
this
only,
point.
The only difference, John, you'd see it would be on the revenue side, which would
right.
be.
Well, yeah, minimal. On these, yes, the revenue side, except for on. For us, when they're looking at the one of whichever fiscal they were looking at, you know, they weren't projecting, we only had 61,000 appropriation for legal, and as of what, tonight it's 78 with the extra 15,000. So I just want to be cautious with what we're doing, since we haven't heard back officially from them where the official numbers are at before we give.
Well, these are the official numbers.
Yeah, these are
but, I mean,
these
from their projection that could put us into the fiscal lot or caution, the first level.
I would say the main thing it would affect is some of those numbers if you go forward and do a next year's projection, because we had done a 5-year, and I know they said they could only do one year at a time. Now we have more correct numbers for 18, so it might affect a 19 projection or a 2020 projection. It would maybe affect those because of this, because a lot of those projected numbers were based on, like in August, we were 8 months of the way through, so they were prorated out, divided by 8 times 12.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I get that. Just, you know, when they were here December 12th, the appropriation was 61,000 for legal, and now it's 78,000. Do they understand? They know that extra 15,000 was put onto that.
They do. Yeah.
Okay, and but they have not given an official result back yet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't.
But yeah, John, they're only looking at to the end of the year. So like Anita said, this is basically, actually, this would be maybe even a little more accurate than what they would project.
I would say it's more accurate than what they would project, yeah.
Yeah, because some of the actuals have come in. There would be a little bit of actual that's come in since that latest information that you sent to them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to object.
I feel better waiting for local government services. Yes, yes, that's everything's good, everything's kosher. I'm fine paying them after that. But when they left, they said, no, we have to go back through and readjust a few of these numbers to do that. I'd like to be able to see that. So that's my abstain on paying out for it. The rest of it's getting changed tonight, so if you're ready for that, I can do that too.
So if I understand correctly, where you'll object is when we get ready to pay the bills? Not necessarily all financial statements.
Only the Alpert Trader, $15,000, large amount on that.
So any other discussion on financial statement for 2018?
Well, the whole, you know, last few months I've been objecting. So yes.
Oh.
I heard my final from the chief auditor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is my statement I'm coming up with.
Okay.
Based off.
This is one for each?
Yes.
Yeah.
And basically, yes, she quoted, she stated that there was no state authority to. Thank you.
No, you're fine.
Authoritative guidance that required the money to be reported to the EMS Special Revenue Fund in the township upon the withdrawal of the fire district. She said there's no guidance. She said it doesn't say that it has to go in there, it doesn't say that it can't, it just, though it can go in the general fund. So I said, yes, now I understand that's, it is, that is her ruling and I'm accepting that. But she also answered my question on this, and that is Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.14 states the following. Money can be transferred from the general fund to any other fund of the subdivision. Therefore, with the approval of the Board of Trustees, it would be allowable for the township to transfer money from the EMS into the EMS Special Revenue Fund. So upon that, I am saying that I believe that $51,000 doesn't belong in there. The majority of the board says no, it's going to go to the general fund, and I'm stating in the future I would like to make sure I get that $51,000 into that fund if at all possible whenever we can afford it, because I believe that's meant for bettering the fire and EMS protection of our township. So that's where my position will be. So instead of having to retype it again, if you wouldn't mind just putting that in the minutes, if we're all right with that.
I'll catch it in minutes.
Thank you.
I may have this.
Yes, we may have that.
You've got another version of it. Thank you, John.
And then, John, you're okay as far as cashing your checks? I mean, that's up to you whether you want to cash them or not, but.
As much as I don't want to, it's a plan B would be yes, I will accept my checks. My goal is to get that at some point, every penny that we can from the general fund into EMS to help repay that $51,000 YC issue. So that's my stance, only.
Yeah, I understand. Any other discussion regarding financial statement for December 2018? If not, then I move we accept the financial statement from December of 2018 as presented here.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving the financial statement for December 2018, say yes.
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 Any abstentions or objections? There are none. And so that's approved unanimously.
You didn't say it, but I'm going to put it in the minutes that they were the preliminary December 2018.
I stand corrected.
I still vote yes.
Okay. I have some purchase orders. And these are just some we ran out because it's towards the end of the year. So some of these are utility ones. I had to do one for Kevin for that conference that wasn't in there, Ohio Edison. And then there is one for the amount to Attorney Schrader. What's the first number? 68.
Anita, do you want individual motions for these purchase orders?
You don't have to on my account unless if you'd want to separate the Schrader one.
Oh, okay, I understand that.
Are there four of them?
What do you got there, Scott? Three or four?
There are four here, beginning with 68.
68?
Yeah, and it goes through 71. Yeah. This is the additional one. Any discussion or amendments to the purchase orders that we've reviewed? If not, then I move that we approve then and now purchase orders 68-2018 for $100 from, is it from Township Natural Gas to other utilities? This is not a transfer.
This is not a transfer, yeah. Just a purchase.
I understand. 69-2018 for $109 for a conference fee for Kevin. Purchase order 70-2018 for $600 for Lake Harmony streetlights. And purchase order 71-2018, $147.71 for Township Garage Electric.
Second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving these then and now purchase orders as described, please say yes.
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 Any abstentions or objections? There are none. The motion passes unanimously. Do I need to sign these? We all need to sign
these? You all need to sign them.
Okay.
Then you have.
I have this next one here. Any discussion on the then and now purchase order for Attorney Schrader? If not, then I will move that we approve the purchase order 72-2018 for $15,000 for Attorney Schrader.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving purchase order 72-2018 for $15,000, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. So that passes 2 approved, 1 opposed.
Then, here is the payment listing of the bills to be paid tonight.
And again, all financial statements reflect.
This is all is reflected in the statements that you already have.
Break that out. So
I don't approve the payment. Yeah,
so. I don't. You don't offend me.
No, I think we did it last time.
Well, that's how we did it last time. But, yeah.
I used it 53 through 21688, and then we did a separate one for 21689.
Oh, I see.
Or you could say such and such through such and such, yeah. With the exception of.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's find that. I'll see if I can't struggle through that. Any. Discussion regarding these payments. I don't see a our stone gets hauled by.
Candle.
Yeah, Leroy Candle. How is that being resolved, Anita? We don't have a check for Leroy Candle tonight,
no.
But I think in 2019 we cannot continue to pay checks to Leroy Candle.
At that point, I can change the vendor.
Okay.
I could not change the vendor as long as there was an open purchase order.
And
since he died this year, his estate will still pay checks written to him. But then in 2019, I can change the vendor to Leroy Candle Trucking.
Okay. Excellent.
with the values for her help this year, for the whole year?
Yes.
Wow.
That reflects 12 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? If not, then I move that we approve the payment listing for 12/26 through 12/31, with the exception of payment advice number 21689 as presented.
Yeah, but then when you guys can approve your checks for them.
No, that's true.
I just thought of that.
What?
Oh. If we just put that, everyone accepts that, then we can't sign, you two can't sign the check for Oliver.
I
want to be able to do that.
Unless I came back and had a second motion specifically for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say let's do it two separate.
Can we do that?
I'm fine with that.
Then there's a motion on the floor, if I can have a second.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner.
Did the motion pay everything through 21688?
Up to, yeah, with okay. The exception of 21689.
Okay.
So
who
all
seconded? I'm sorry.
I did.
Okay.
All in favor of approving the payment listing through 21688, excluding 21689 for Alpha Trader? Please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none. So that passes unanimously. And then I would also move that we approve check number 21689 for attorney Alfred Schrader, $15,000.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving 21689, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed?
Opposed.
There is one opposed, but the motion passes 2-1.
At the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the only payroll voucher I have that needs signed for Kevin and Scott.
And then will this be?
That's the final one for this month. Year. Yes. Their next pay will be in January.
And since it's automated, then we'll get that without any issue. Just like normal, then we'll come in and
yeah.
Prove it after that.
It's your time gone. You're going to be back in time to get it figured up.
Say that again.
With your, we're saying you're going to be gone for a little bit.
Just over the weekend. Just a long weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll so when you get back, week. You can tabulate it, get it turned in so that he gets.
Well, it's going to stay on the normal 2-week schedule.
Right.
We're not getting off of that. Yeah. Which
yeah. Doesn't it end
I
like
think
this?
It's next Friday. So we're going to be back Tuesday. I don't submit it till Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then do we need to sign that?
What's
to
that?
Just sign that on one? Or we don't have to approve that. It's already been approved.
We don't have, it's already been approved.
But we just need to
you
sign
both
it.
Need to sign.
Yeah.
Or all three of you need to sign the two checks.
Okay.
Or the two vouchers.
Yes.
They're not really checks. Because
it works a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. you sign.
I don't think we need a motion, I think we just need to sign. I know. We've only been doing this for 12 months.
Yeah, I remember. Yes, I remember both pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are improving.
You got that part.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next thing I have is I have temporary appropriations done for 2019. So what this does is this allows us to function in January and actually pay bills in January and actually do payroll in January. So it will be a little bit different than prior years where we didn't do any of that in January. So these are temporary appropriations. They're based upon the revenue budget without any of the carryovers. So when you do the appropriations, you always take what's left from the prior year, you add it to the current year's revenue, and then you appropriate that whole amount. Since these are just temporary, it's just getting us enough that we can function for a month prior to the final ones being issued. So these appropriations do not take into consideration any amount being carried over. The revenue is what it is. It's from the revenue. I can pass this around first if you want, just for information purposes. This is the revenue status budget, or the revenue budget. It's based off of our numbers on the Schedule B from the Wayne County Auditor.
2018.
The most recent Schedule B that is available out there on the the auditor's website. So that's the revenue budget. That's the first step that you have to do. And then once that's in, these are the appropriations, the temporary appropriations that I have a resolution here to pass for those. I will send this around second after that, because it's the expense side, the appropriation side. They're all very generic at this point. And they will be adjusted when we do the final in January.
How is it, the only payables that we have that we know of is what's shrape,
projected 20.
Well, that and the third payment on the loader.
Okay, and so where does that come in? That's already in the line here somewhere.
We would have.
Got it.
Plus, chances are we won't be paying that before the final is done.
Well, they don't even have Schedule B. The final Schedule B's gonna come out until second or third week in January anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That revenue will not.
It reflects if I go online.
Yeah, it's there may be rounded figures.
Right.
But The ones that if you would go online and see the Schedule B, you would see those numbers in the rows. Now, some of the ones are based on what we received prior year and then rounded to the next whole figure.
And the general fund is listed on the Schedule B, it's just mainly the levy.
The general fund, I'm not sure, would be listed on the Schedule B. Those numbers are based on the prior year.
Prior year's okay. Same with motor vehicle license tax, those are all based on gas tax.
But the Schedule B does include the road and bridge and fire levy, and then there's a number from the auditor that comes back on our budget, so that's included in there.
So, revenue budget.
This revenue budget will not change. This is a one-time thing. You do it. It is what it is. These are temporary. They'll change when we do the final in January. And here's the resolution.
And this is the same way East Union's been doing it for years.
Yeah, she just does it that way for years. It just makes it a little easier when you're working in January, so when we come to that first January meeting, I'll probably have bills for you to pay.
Right.
That have come in from now till January 12th.
Give the email of this, or do we have a copy of this?
I don't have an extra one here. I can send you one, yeah.
That'd be fine, thank you.
Which one, what do you have there?
The appropriation status for the 1/1/19.
Okay.
I need to just email all of it back.
I think that's true.
You want the revenue one too?
Yeah, let's do that just so.
And then she just built in everything, so it matches the annual.
Yeah, she didn't match it.
So, yeah, all right, it's not adjusted anyway.
And then we do the final appropriation status in January, like we did this year, except for a little different fee.
Yeah.
Changing. That 4901, that's the new capital fund that we have.
Oh, is it have zero in it?
It has zero, but
yeah.
We haven't appropriated any money to go into that. So.
Right.
Is there a different number for like machinery, equipment, and furniture, like that? That's just a broad everything catch-all?
There's account numbers I had to set up for the machinery. They might not show on that report if there's zeros.
It's not a discussion on anything we have to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
I just caught that there, the 4901 is there now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there.
And that there was machinery, equipment, and furniture, which is kind of.
Right. It won't be
odd
anymore.
Sounding,
yeah.
It won't catch be all. Any more detailed probably than that, because it's just going to be a holding account for those funds that we budget. And then when we go to actually use those funds, we'll transfer it back to Road and Bridge. And then the actual payments will come out of Road and Bridge.
Okay. And then I'll go through the appropriation, the budget commission, and all that.
Here's the resolution that we'll be reading. Temporary appropriations. Okay. Any discussion about the temporary appropriations revenue budget? If not, then I move that we approve resolution 12-26-2018-1.
I'll second.
Thank you. That was a little premature. I was just thinking about what to read next. To provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of said Board of Trustees during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019. The following sums be and the same are hereby set aside and temporarily appropriated for the several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during said fiscal year, as follows, see attached.
Now a second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner, sorry about that. Okay, so we've got a motion and a second, and yeah, sorry.
Let's save you some more on these guys.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I have another resolution. This one, which timing-wise, maybe we should have had it first, before. This one is just reallocating within the fund of road and bridge from supplies to Ohio Public Employers Retirement System, OPERS, $463.84. There just was no longer enough left in the OPERS account. And then same thing in the general fund, from auditing services to OPERS and auditing services to Medicare. So these are not going outside of the funds, just reallocating within the fund.
All road and bridge, you say?
Well, you know, there's one amount for road and bridge, and then there's a couple amounts for general.
Any discussion about this amendment to appropriations? If not, then I move that we approve Resolution 12-26-2018-2 to amend appropriations in Road and Bridge Fund from supplies to OPERS for $463.84, and in the General Fund from auditing services for about $151 to cover OPERS and Medicare payments. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. And pass that back to Anita. We'll have her do roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
I don't know why, but we always sign this one. Okay. So you're in the third line.
This one?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's really all I have, unless you want to move some for the capital projects, which this isn't dated or anything. It's just the resolution that we will use once that happens.
The only thing I'm thinking about is, I mean, if we do this resolution tonight,
it will change those.
It will change this.
It will change the road and bridge. It won't change the bottom line.
It would just move from road and bridge to,
correct,
miscellaneous capital.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference, Anita?
I don't.
Doing it now or doing it in January?
I don't have a preference.
We start taking money in February, don't we? That gives us a chance to see what the winter looks like. We finally get money, start coming back in. You know, I think February, March would be a good time to look into putting money into that. Once we start getting money for the 2019 year or the following year, that way, in case something bad happens in January, we have a really gnarly winter or anything like that.
Well, I
Does that affect appropriations for 2019, or like if we do January, would that affect appropriations?
That's what I'm wondering.
Will it affect appropriations? No.
Should we appropriate in January to that fund?
I mean, you could. It will be in there. It will be in there. Well, the money has to be transferred from the road and bridge to the capital.
Okay.
So you won't necessarily appropriate spending anything from this capital project.
Right.
Because it's going to go in there and sit.
Okay.
For 5 years until we accumulate enough and have the need for.
So the question.
A capital purchase.
The question is, when's the best time to transfer funds from road and bridge into the capital account?
Right.
But we can't transfer it until we have the resolution.
Right.
So.
We should at least go through the resolution process, then in 2019, we can determine when to.
When's the appropriate time to move that money?
Transfer.
Now, currently, there's 89 in the road and bridge. And we'll be getting more, which I don't think you're going to transfer. I mean, I know that schedule that had quite a bit less than that, but I'm fine with however you guys want to.
You think there's going to be a.
But we do need to have this resolution in order to transfer the money from road and bridge to.
But you're going to.
The resolution tonight, we don't have to move money tonight. This resolution doesn't read we are transferring X amount of dollars.
Well, it does have an amount. Authorize the transfer of monies totaling from account 203176074.
But I wonder if it wouldn't be better to actually do it this year, because there's going to be, this is a preliminary fund status anyway. It will change by the end of the year, because you've got revenue from interest. So if we did the resolution and transferred the funds, we haven't spent them, but they would be in that other fund. And then starting next year, it would be cleaning that they would be there already. And again, John, if.
No, like, I guess the question I have, you know, we have a month where we're not taking any revenue in from the county whatsoever. 89 sounds like a lot.
But there's no obligation. I mean, the
can
way
we take
this
it
thing,
back out of it for regular repairs?
Yeah.
Is it a capital fund where it had to go for a capital fund?
If
such
we determine that it's not used or needed to be used, we can transfer it back.
Okay, so we can use it for repairs or whatever else.
What's the dollar value?
There's no dollar value on the resolution.
Okay.
I left that blank that can be filled in.
Yeah, the schedule that I had put together, that you guys got copies from last fall, said 40,000 for 2018. And it certainly looks like we would.
It appears that, yeah.
Remember, we had 10,000, that was like a grant that actually came in as additional.
Electric aggregation.
And so that is a good spot for it to go and pay for. They had said that was good to use.
I am in favor of transferring the 40,000 yet this year, I think, because A, it keeps us on the schedule. B, money you don't see is hard to spend. So, you know.
We have enough to cover the first and fifth.
49,000 left in the.
Well, we have.
You had said last month 32 plus 11, so 43,000.
We have 89 in road and bridge, but also gas tax and permissive,
right.
And all those have another 40.
Yeah, so we cover that rock.
78. There's another 60.
And see, John, the other thing
is.
Sure
we have all of our obligations that we kind of already set up and covered. You know, Leroy Candle, all of a sudden he drops a couple of accounts, and now he's fulfilling our account and drops us a bill for $47,000 on stone. I want to make sure we can cover that for him. So you never know what you're going to get for a winter. We could have a nice winter like we currently are having, or we could get snow every day from January 1 to January, the end of January. So as long as we can move the money back if we had to, I'm fine with that. So.
All right. Any further discussion on the
so
capital
I guess
budget?
The resolution, pass that on. We just have to specify the amount.
That's number three.
That would be number three.
Any further discussion? If not, then I move we approve resolution 12-26-2018-3 to authorize transfer of monies totaling $40,000 from road and bridge machinery, equipment, and furniture account to be deposited in special fund named Miscellaneous Capital Funds, Capital Projects Fund, and bringing the total deposits to, it would be $40,000, which is the amount to be accumulated over a 10-year period from the effective date of this resolution. 10.
Oh, can't go stay in there long.
Right.
For some reason, I just thought I heard you say it hadn't been every time.
I'll second.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Steiner. All right, pass that down, please, and we'll have a roll call.
12-26-2018-3?
Yes.
Scott, you moved?
Yep.
Your second? Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm done.
Do we have to establish our trustees' pay schedule or go through any of our insurance approvals?
I think we do, or otherwise we can't pay it out next month. Isn't that right? I mean.
Like, what are you establishing, whether you're doing per diem or?
Correct.
Because the amount is set. I mean, you can't change the amount.
Right.
So, I don't know. It has to be established.
I think we should.
I'm fine with per diem.
Other than not having that, I mean, they always did it that way, and I know that. I think that would be good to make a motion for another resolution to have the trustees be paid by the per diem method in 2019.
Resolution? Rather than a motion? I listened to about half of last year's meeting. I didn't get into that part of it to know how Jerry did it.
It's not necessarily a change, because they say resolutions are more for like a policy change, but maybe a motion to continue?
That would work.
I'm game for that.
We're all in agreement that we're going to continue.
Yeah. So I move that we approve a motion to continue paying trustees using the per diem method.
Second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. All in favor of approving that motion, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none. That was unanimous.
Maybe we could do the same thing on the insurance then.
I'm thinking.
For 20%.
It's not just trustees, though. It's for all employees, right? For insurance.
Full-time employees.
Full-time employees plus.
Are you ready to?
You guys are the same, right?
Yeah. You ready to hear me? I move that we approve a motion to continue paying 20% of health insurance premiums for trustees and.
You said it backwards.
All full-time employees. Okay. That the township continues to pay 80% and we pay the Is that what you mean?
Continue withhold, I would say continue withholding 20%.
Continue withholding 20%. Please let the record reflect how I meant to say it. Should I restate that?
Sure.
Okay. Take two. I move that we approve a motion to continue withholding 20% of health insurance premiums from trustees' pay and all full-time employees' pay.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving that motion, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? There are no opposed. Any abstentions?
Yep, I'm not taking it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not voting on it.
I didn't hear you, and so I was wondering what I needed to do to get you. Yeah.
If you just let the meeting minutes reflect it, I abstain because I've not taken health insurance.
Awesome. Thank you.
Are you against Kevin getting health insurance?
No, I'm not against anyone taking health insurance. I just don't think it's right for me to vote on you guys taking health insurance when I'm not taking it. So if you guys want to do it, that's fine.
I just want to make sure that there was
no abstention on people getting health insurance whatsoever.
Okay.
I just don't feel right voting on your guys' health insurance.
Yeah. Okay.
On your guys' choice and Kevin's choice. No, I have no problem with Kevin getting health insurance right now.
So that motion passes to approved, one abstain.
On the fact that I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
You said all full-time employees. Can we say all eligible employees?
Certainly.
Because Barb at the county keeps track of the hours, and it's based on the number of hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's not necessarily full-time versus part-time.
Yeah, it's more of an eligibility issue.
It's more of an eligibility. Right. Trustees and all eligible.
Yeah, that would
employees.
Make everyone eligible.
I have no opposition to you making my words more eloquent and correct. In this instance. Okay, so we probably also need to establish regular meeting dates for 2018 meetings. In January, we'll be meeting on January 12th. After that, it looks to me like, I would like to adopt the second Tuesday of each month kind of as our standard, although I know already in March I've got a conflict, so. Let's look at your schedule and see what works best in March.
Taking my earned days off and vacation off accordingly. Because that could be said back in October that we were doing that. So
sorry. Well, so that March 13th, I won't be able to make it.
I didn't have a vacation day on it. Just my.
Isn't March 13th the Wednesday?
Oh, it's yeah.
You say March 12th?
March 13th, I won't make it. That's the second Tuesday, isn't it?
Second Wednesday.
Oh, let me look at 2018.
12. It should be Tuesday.
If you want to move that one, I'm fine with that because that is actually my work day.
March 12th, I will not be here. I'll be in Rhode Island. So we can bump it up to the 5th or down to the 19th.
Would the 5th give you enough time to do records as far as statements and checks for you?
Tight.
Yeah, it'd be tight.
In tax season especially.
Yeah.
19 better?
That's fine.
Or, we might say the 8th, but that's still.
I'm all okay with the 8th. It's not my day.
I don't know, maybe on a Friday night, really. But
19th work?
19th.
I'd say let's just do that, and then we can.
And then the rest of the year, let's just plan on second Tuesday of the month. And then for a year-end business meeting. New Year's Eve appears to be on a Tuesday.
How about if we set like the 30th, which is that Monday?
30th.
We can always change it.
Yeah, so 12:30 for the year-end business meeting. That would now be a regular, established
regular
as a regular meeting.
Meeting.
Since we're establishing it today. You good on December 30th?
What's your December 30th?
That's a Monday. That would be like the second regular, it's going to be a year-end regular meeting since we'll actually take two meetings.
So we're setting that now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
December year-end meeting.
It's not that year.
And that'll be a regular meeting.
cover Christmas and New Year's.
December 30th.
Everyone take their turn, but.
That'll be a crazy time.
Actually, no. It's new Thanksgiving.
And March is 19.
Correct.
What's this, if that happens?
Okay.
It's great.
Any other additional items we need to discuss?
Other than we might want to just say that it'll be at the regular meeting at 7:00 at the Kidron Community Building.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one I've got, and I don't think it'll be a problem, I've already got them the second Tuesday.
The March 19th.
And I have January 12th reserved.
Okay.
I'll have to check on the 19th, but I think that'll be okay.
And then do we post that in the paper, or do we just have it in our minutes?
I think we make a, I think next year at the organizational meeting.
Think how about that?
I think we do a, or public meeting notice in January that we would then.
Oh, okay.
Say that it'll just be by the internet, that's what I would go for.
There was a, which is the Wayne County Engineers Office that put something together.
Really?
Township, yeah, and they had a listing of all the meetings.
Oh, cool.
Let me figure that out before the January 12th meeting.
That'd be helpful.
Figure out who we're gonna, it's one of the county things.
Am I still not looking at the right year?
No, I'm trying to figure out where you're getting the 12th, that's, my calendar says it's Saturday.
Which one?
March?
March?
No, January 12th, yeah, we're meeting on Saturday the 12th. On January.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
Eight doesn't work for him.
We're cutting him some slack.
The board has graciously accommodated my schedule in January.
Okay.
Our social agenda is pretty poor.
At two.
Right?
Do what?
January 12th at two.
Sounds great, January 12th at two.
Two.
Then we determine we're not doing Saturday night.
Don't need to do Saturday night.
Okay. Let's do that.
I don't think I have it on the calendar.
Much better things I know.
That's a good idea.
That's how I am. I lost my phone earlier this month.
That's nice.
And I missed a couple things because my reminders were gone.
At 2:00.
Yeah, Saturday at two. Yeah, that worked. Someone handed me this road mileage certification for 2018, calendar year 2018. From Scott Miller, did you hand that to me?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was that for me to discuss or just review?
I just got it in the mail and.
Looks like there's a very modest correction to our.
18 or 19?
For calendar year 18, so it's in this business year.
It's dated November 16th, you mean Mitch went up for that meeting?
But they, we did one in 18.
March? March or February, did we go up and do that? March.
I wonder if they're doing it around year end.
Whoever goes to the meeting probably should take this with us. So they changed it up just a little bit. So there, when we go to certify 2019, make sure that we have that to make sure that the new number matches that number there.
Yeah. Is it, the total mileage changes by 10 thousandths or thousandths, yeah.
That's all, you just need to take it with us to make sure the corrections carried over for 2019 then. Because we already certified our mileage for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And only what we did left in this year.
You have some?
You have a couple things, nothing big.
Okay.
So, you know, we talked about the whole shared services?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got that email, I saw you were copying on that.
Okay.
So it says that we should be all right.
Yes.
It says that it clearly defines where insurance responsibility lies, so I said, well, I called him up today, I said, well, that says it where it lies, is that changing our premiums by any means? He said, no. He said, everything should be fine, you're good to go with that. Highland has reviewed it and everything should be good, so if you want to put that in the meeting minutes. that I can tell Kevin tomorrow to go ahead and resume using that shared services agreement.
Yeah, I think last meeting we passed a motion to
temporarily hold it until we get results.
So can we have a
Oh, that's right.
Motion to unwind it?
Yeah, that's, I think we should.
Yeah.
So there's no
Premium changes or anything?
Okay, so insurance is okay with
Highlands understands our agreement with Bachman Township. It doesn't change our agreement with them and our insurance.
And this was from Larry Douglas?
That's an email from Larry Doug, well.
Well, from
It's actually from
Whitaker Myers.
Whitaker Myers?
From the Ohio.
They want to, they stated that they sent to Risk Management, something or other, at Highland. And then two of them looked at it and said they should be all right, so. So I want that to put in the
In the minutes?
And she can have this?
Yes, that's why I put it in for her.
And can you forward that to me?
Yes.
If you have it, I don't, unless
Must have
been
carbon on that then, so, yeah.
I didn't see anything.
Yes, Mitch, I'll have to.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll wait until you guys are done writing. So, yeah, make notes. Now we have the shared services agreement.
I didn't type anything about this. What are we doing with this?
The road mileage. There's really nothing
Is there
to
nothing,
do.
Do I have to really?
It's correspondence.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You guys are taking this?
I think that stays in, you can make duplicates and we can keep that in our
Yeah,
files,
the...
and then whoever attends the engineers meeting in March of 2019, we'll have to make sure we've got that in our portfolio.
So do you want me to keep this and attach it to the minutes or not necessarily?
I don't think it needs to be in the minutes per se. If you could keep it and send us PDFs.
Yeah.
I can do that. Change. I get 0.00. Okay, so I'm going to email this to you.
Okay, so if I do a motion about a shared services agreement, do I do a motion to end the temporary halt, or do I do a motion to continue our shared services agreement? How? Well, what would you guys prefer?
A motion to restore certain times.
I like that.
No.
Okay, so I move that we approve restoring the shared services agreement with Bachman Township now that we've resolved the insurance issue.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of restoring the shared services agreement, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Any
yes.
opposed or abstained? Passes unanimously.
And I can get with Bachman and let him know that on our end,
we're good to go.
We're good to go.
Okay. Which I think you said you'd share with Kevin.
Yeah, talk to Kevin about that.
Like it?
You don't like it?
You don't like it?
Oh, right.
Do you have, I mean, I have a little bit about the fire thing for next year. For,
okay. Do you have anything, Mitch?
No.
I don't have anything. Do you have any more, Anita?
No. Just more some handout to maybe discussion for January 12th, nothing for tonight.
Okay.
So there's more reviewing that we had given out here the other night.
Okay.
So I kind of reviewed it.
Yeah.
So some, I have some questions like why between the mutual aid's called for. For East Wayne, why that goes all the way from like 14 minutes down to 1 minute. Like, there's not like, you know, the call goes so long and then they go, oh, we gotta call mutual aid. So, what I would think would be set vertical that, you know, if it goes for so long with no answer, it would go into automatic mutual aid for that. So, there's just a few questions I have on dispatching and whatnot, I don't know if we can answer it. So my thing is I kind of just kind of quickly type together, and this is just for EMS, I didn't get a chance to do the fire one today, that we start doing it month by month next year.
Okay.
Maybe the one that needed one for.
Yeah.
But I kind of followed some of the same lines that you had done.
Yeah.
The location, a date, you know, a call type. Thing I changed into was the primary, so whose jurisdiction it was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then who handled it. So if they handled themselves, it just would be the same. If, you know, East Wayne was called, but, you know, Mutual Aid came on fire, you can add that in there. You have call taken, so that's the initial where it comes in at, where sheriff's office.
Yep.
So then does it go to a call transfer because we have 8,500 being for East Wayne and we have World Card for Kidron. And Oroville, you know, so when was that transfer happening?
Right.
And then dispatch, when they page it, and then the last page I put down is more like if they go multiple pages, when was the last time they paged it, basically. So instead of putting down like second page, third page, we just put down the last time it was, and then the time that they're on scene, total response time. Just time to the hospital was just something I threw in there in certification level, and I added circumstances. So, you know, if the dispatch delayed it.
Yeah.
You know, we know dispatch is related, you know, and try to figure out where our response issues may actually be
right.
And how can we improve that? So I gave a couple of examples there of how things can be felt. Again, this is just for EMS and crashes.
Yeah.
The fire would have to look different than that. Okay. Like I used the township house, you know, for East Wayne. Then I used an MVC, a Hacker and Kidron for Kidron, you know, and response times accordingly. I did a second or a third one with Mount Eaton, Whitsbridge, East Wayne's area with a mutual aid of Kidron. Then we can also kind of track their response times to the same incident. So I see us having a master log of all calls for Sugar Creek Township, along with calls for Oroville, Kidron, and East Wayne.
Yeah.
You can't just separate one out and.
Right.
Because if Kidron has a call at Kidron and 30 and mutual aid is Oroville and mutual aid is East Wayne. Well, you're going to have different call times, and I reflect that in like the mutual aid, you know. Say they got on scene at 1550, well, in 1 second, well, he sees it's a bad thing, and in 1550:20, he calls for mutual aid right away.
Right.
Well, now we're waiting on, is there a lag here, and going from 8,500 into WARCOG.
Yeah.
And that's causing a problem, and then when they're on scene, you know, and times on here, not for actual time by any means, that was just me just typing.
Yeah.
These are just examples.
Yeah.
Just right. Filling in time is all.
Kind of an idea of how we might log out the calls that come in from every one of the service providers is what you're thinking.
Right.
Yeah. That's
that
excellent.
Because there is always issues when you start going from one dispatch to another dispatch.
Yeah.
So we can find out, well, wait a minute, we're having. It seems if we go from 8,500 WARCOG, there's no issue, but when we go from WARCOG to 8,500, well, hey, we found an issue where our response times are. It doesn't matter for whichever department service in our township.
Right.
We can point that out, so.
Cool.
Just something if you want to look into, we can start doing this in January. It's not, we have to approve this tonight.
Right.
It's just something for you to chew around. I'll try to have something together for the fire side of it. That's a large one.
Yeah, okay.
You do a fire response.
Where do you get this information from? Where would you get this information from again?
I prefer that we're going to use dispatch centers.
Okay.
Public request them, since that's going to track the actual 911 system.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are we tracking the fire system, we're tracking their system up to the dispatch of our time to see if there's a problem with how they're taking calls. You know, we can't fault a fire department if the dispatch center is holding on to it for 4 minutes.
Right.
You know, that's that time that shouldn't be there. So.
But I do think, Scott, when you did your data, it was from when the call was.
I think from when the call came in, I think I used.
The call dispatch.
Yeah, when the call dispatch.
His times looked like that, yes.
I agree with John. It's not, it's also important. When did the call come in?
When did the call come in? Yeah.
Right. That's when the second starts, is when that our resident says 911. Okay. That's when the clock starts.
Yeah.
And we have, I mean, the state allows for variances for dispatching, how much time they have to carry it through their system before it actually gets to dispatching, and there's time to work.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll start looking into that.
Yeah.
If you're good with that, I'll try to get some more formal thing together and we want to do that. It's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Between Orville, Kittern, and East Wayne, but I think it's going to be well worth it when we come towards the end of the year. We're going to know where we stand.
Right.
So I'm not knocking you, but you did, I think you did a great job. I think you got to start going on it.
Yeah, thank you. I don't feel.
Right. The 2018, but there's a couple of things where I'm like going, looking across there going, well, there's.
Yeah, and it's partial data too, because the dispatch center wasn't able to give me everything. So I thought at end of this month, I might put in another PRR with them and get the remaining.
I think if we go month by month, it's fresh in everyone's mind.
Right.
So you're trying to go back to, let's say, February 2nd.
Yeah, that's.
That dispatcher may not be there. They may have a new guy.
Right.
So if we go month by month, I think it's fair to give to the fire departments going, hey, we went to your dispatch centers. This is the times that we're seeing. Is this correct? Is there something special in the circumstances that are not seen in their reflection? I can tell you at work, we'll be in the truck going down 77, catching their call, and they'll have a 2-minute dispatch delay. Between the time they dispatch us, the time that we're responding is 2 minutes, even though we acknowledge it while driving down the road.
Right.
It should match.
Yeah.
So.
That's a big.
Yeah, we need to be careful.
It's a black hole. That, yeah.
Yeah, so they're already adding 2 minutes to our times. So
right, right.
It doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
So if one, I mean, I'm sure other dispatch centers may do it too, so.
Yeah.
That gives a chance for Kittern or East Wayne or Orville to go, hey, well, that's not right. We were
there.
We were already rolling down the road and acknowledged rolling down the road. So that's the reason I added that circumstances too. And if we do it month by month, it should be fresh enough in everyone's mind that we can get a better data set.
Yep, I think together we can come up with a stronger data set, like I said.
And I'll try to have something for the January 12th meeting before that.
All right, any other business we need to close out for 2018? And then the actual close of 2018 occurs in the very first part of the January meeting, doesn't it? I think there's any remaining stuff. I think there's a formal close to it.
Yeah.
And then we start 2019 from there.
But I won't have the year end all done
at
that point.
Yeah.
The state requires, what is it, 60 days or 90 days from year end?
Yeah. So like the end of February. I mean, I have plans to have it done before then because my life gets a little crazier.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a whole step of things to go through.
All right. Any public comment? Any public comment? All right, then I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
And Ms. Hofstadter, all in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes.
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 I am not adjourning.
It's 8:13.
Hold on.
Did you have more?
Oh, we got a sign.
Oh.
Oh. Woo!
Yes.
Dude.
I quit typing.
Nobody proof. I don't think we closed anything up. Wow. Thank you, John.
I just thought that for a split second. I was like, wait, I didn't sign checks.
We could have reopened the meeting. I think.
We already moved it.
Yeah.
That would have ticked me off if I would have gotten home and saw all the sign checks.
You guys.
actuals.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
This is, 2162.
Schrader's is over here. I took that one out.
Oh, you took that one out?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I've signed these and.
Did I sign those in?
I don't think you've signed these, yeah.
Schrader's, make sure you sign.
Yeah, I took it out. She's probably gonna want your stuff.
Yeah, I can get it all. Okay.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor that's been seconded to adjourn. Time is 8:19. All in favor of approving the motion to adjourn, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
That is unanimous. So we're adjourned. Thank you.